Hi, today I'm going to talk about our work on estimating plant size non-destructively through remote sensing of canopy reflectance and using that information to facilitate precision irrigation. Precision irrigation based on plant water needs allows for optimal plant growth and conserves water. Growers can also cut down fertilizer input and reduce environmental impacts during plant production by minimizing leaching and runoff for fertilizer, pesticides, and fungicides. To facilitate precision irrigation, we need to have quantitative data on crop daily water use. Crop water use is dependent on both environmental factors and plant size. Environmental factors such as radiation, temperature, humidity, and wind speed can be easily measured and integrated into one climatic parameter called reference evapotranspiration, which is the amount of water that is lost through evapotranspiration from a hypothetical grass canopy as driven by its immediate microenvironment. Reference evapotranspiration can be used to estimate the actual evapotranspiration of a crop of interest when multiplied by a crop and developmental stage specific parameter called crop coefficient. This approach is commonly used in irrigation scheduling of agronomic crops but has limited applications in ornamentals due to lack of quantitative data on crop coefficients of ornamental crops. As to plant size, direct measurement is destructive and time-consuming. So one potential solution is to use vegetation indices derived from canopy reflectance to estimate plant size non-destructively. Normalized the difference vegetation index, or NDVI, is calculated based on percent canopy reflectance in the red and near infrared wave bands and has been shown to correlate with canopy size. This figure shows a typical reflectance spectrum of a green leaf with low reflectance in the 400 to 700 nanometer wavelength range due to very efficient absorption of photosynthetically active radiation, and with very high reflectance in the longer wavelengths near infrared region to avoid overheating of the canopy. The relative amount of red and near infrared light reflected by a canopy depends on canopy size. A bigger canopy reflects a higher fraction of near infrared light, but a smaller fraction in the red light. Based on how it's calculated, NDVI would be greater and closer to 1. The objectives of this study were to determine the feasibility of using NDVI to track changes in plant size. And we also want to quantify the relationship between NDVI and crop coefficients for different crops. We used the 4 different bedding plants to include a wide range of growth habit, canopy structure, leaf greenness, and flower color. We grew the plants in a soil moisture sensor controlled drip irrigation system to quantify daily crop water use with the assistance of a data logger. 2 types of NDVI sensors were mounted above the canopy as shown in the figure on the left. The up-looking hemispherical sensor in the light blue circle measured incident light, and the downward-looking sensors in the yellow circles each had a circular field of view containing 6 plants of the same kind and measured canopy reflectance over time for about 10 weeks. We installed a weather station in the middle of the bench, and reference evapotranspiration was calculated daily based on pyranometer, temperature and humidity sensor, and anemometer measurements that were taken every minute. crop coefficient was calculated as daily crop water use divided by the area of sensor's field of view, then divided by reference evapotranspiration. We set up this experiment as a randomized complete block design with four replicates. In this figure, we are looking at substrate well-matched water content over time. Our irrigation system was able to maintain all substrates precisely at 35% moisture content, which is well-watered condition. This figure shows daily water use of Petunia Dreams Ride as a function of time. Daily water use tended to increase over time as plants grew bigger, and a drop in daily water use was often observed on days with low reference evapotranspiration. Similar patterns in daily water use have been observed with snapdragon, aerator, and also petunia tidal wave cherry, except that the amount of water being used by different crops differed, and petunia tidal wave cherry tended to be the heaviest water user with the most vigorous growth. Greater water use also corresponds to greater dry weight. On average, petunia tidal wave cherry used 7 liters of water per plant over the 10-week study period and had the greatest dry weight, while petunia dreams ride used the least amount of water and had the lowest dry weight at harvest. In this figure, we are looking at NDVI as a function of time. NDVI of petunia tidal wave cherry increased as plants grew bigger, but started to level off once canopy closure was nearly complete. For petunia dreams ride, NDVI increased linearly during vegetative growth, but the values gradually decreased when flowers started to form and shaded the leaves. The reason that NDVI of petunia dreams ride started to decrease after flowering is that the red flowers preferentially reflect a lot of red light as shown in the reflectance spectrum here. This figure shows NDVI as a function of crop coefficient. NDVI of petunia tidal wave cherry increased as plants grew bigger, up until crop coefficients reached a value around 1. After that, the curve started to level off and NDVI showed little increase with further increases in crop coefficient and canopy size. In this and the following two figures, we're using closed symbol to represent data collected before flowering and open symbols for after flowering. For snapdragon, NDVI increased linearly during vegetative growth, but started to level off once plants started to flower and crop coefficient reached a value around 1. Similar results has been seen with aerator, and for petunia dreams ride, NDVI similarly increased linearly during vegetative growth, but the relationship between NDVI and crop coefficient fell apart after flowering. This figure shows pooled NDVI data as a function of crop coefficient. The four bedding plants had very similar relationship between NDVI and crop coefficient when canopies were relatively small and crop coefficient below 1. But the asymptotes of the curves, which are the maximum NDVI values, differed among different crops, suggesting that crop-specific models might be needed for different crops. So far, we've seen that NDVI suffer from low sensitivity with larger canopies. The reason is that reflectance at near infrared continues to increase with increasing canopy size. But as green leaves absorb red light very efficiently for photosynthesis, reflectance at red becomes very low once canopy reaches a moderate to high density and showed little decrease with further increases in canopy size. As a result, under high canopy density, the contribution of the red component in the equation becomes negligible and NDVI levels off. In summary, NDVI can be used as a reliable proxy for plant size, especially with smaller canopies. And NDVI increased linearly with crop coefficient when canopies were relatively small, but gradually lost the sensitivity with larger canopies. And vegetation indices that are less prone to red saturation could be used for larger canopies. And also, it's important to keep in mind that models need to be validated with independent data set. With that, we'd like to thank Decagon Devices for providing the NDVI sensors and Farfrae for substrates, and our lab technician Sudo for all her help. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
So, for an ornamental plant that has a kind of an open growth habit, kind of scraggly, it doesn't form a dense, closed canopy. A lot of open spaces where the red and the near IR wouldn't all be reflected. It would go through all the way to the soil.
Yes.
Would that be a less good choice for you using this NDVI approach?
The question was if the background, like soil, would affect the NDVI measurement. The answer is yes. And we actually have other vegetation indices like soil adjusted vegetation index to account for the influence of soil. And in this particular study, we actually covered the bench with black ground cloth to reduce the background interference.
As a follow up to that question, if you have a plant and your NDVI sensor overhead field of vision is overhead,
yes.
It is not necessarily always increasing in diameter, but it's growing toward the sensor, growing like a column. Then what are the limits of that? Growth in height toward the sensor.
In that situation, actually, the impacts of the top layers of the canopy would play a greater role in determining NDVI values, and definitely that would affect the readings a little bit. Yeah.
And you'd have to correlate that with probably dry weight destructive measurements.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we chose to use plants with different growth habits and heights. Any other questions? Yes.
From the picture, it was hard to tell, but it looked like some of the petunias were pretty chlorotic.
I
have photosynthesis, and I just wondered how that might change the values.
Actually, in this particular study, we didn't really see senescence of petunias. And we actually repeated the study months ago, and we did see chlorosis in that study. So I haven't really analyzed the results yet, but maybe that's really due to the pictures. I actually didn't see chlorosis. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. That's the last question we have time for. Thank you, Shreya.